What could possibly be the reason for a company leader to text you during the application process? It happened to a listener of this show, and maybe it could happen to you. We're going to go through this strange situation and answer this listener's question. This is the Job Interview Experience. My name is Matthew. I am a former executive recruiter. I owned a boutique search firm, worked as a director of talent acquisition, and the founder of CandidateClub.com and your host. What would you do if a high-level professional at a company you applied to personally text you? Well, in your case, you can just ask me, and this listener, Dig. Let's dig into it. Here's the question. What could possibly be the reason for a senior director to reach out to me via text, stating that the company wanted to speak to me about a position I had applied for, but despite three separate attempts to respond, he never corresponded with me again? Well, I'll start by saying that this is unusual. Doesn't mean it's weird, just unusual. Some people are really into email. Some people are really into texting. These days, some people refuse to make phone calls because phone calls aren't fun. It's probably best not to overthink this. A couple of possibilities that come to mind. Number one would be the regular HR person or recruiter is sick, out of the office, was let go, etc. The senior director was attempting to keep things moving forward without the right person in place. Maybe the senior director got distracted or busy with something else after contacting you and things fell through. Number two, the senior director especially liked your application and experience and wanted to reach out directly to expedite the process, to fast track to you. Maybe he thinks HR is slow because it often is, or he knows who the right person for the role is, which is you, better than the company's process does. Since this isn't his usual role, again, maybe he got distracted with other work. Three, maybe he was asked to help out with hiring. Some people are much more loose about texting. I personally wouldn't want an applicant to have my cell phone number, so I would guess that this person was extra interested in you more than other applicants and more interested in your application. Maybe he was more interested than just your application and was being creepy. That would probably mean looking you up online, looking at a photo, being a creeper. I don't want to assume that that's the case, and I actually kind of doubt it, but it's a good thing to keep in mind while navigating the situation. Finally, one last thing. Companies are starting to integrate text messages into their hiring process. Integrate text messaging into their hiring process. Texting is how most of us communicate, so why not meet applicants where they're at? There are companies that solely focus on providing their clients with the ability to text applicants. Now, that system is mostly automated. At least the first couple texts you would get would probably be automated. So it would look like a robo-text or, hi, this is this and this company. Thank you for applying. Your application is being processed, and so on and so forth. The text this listener got was obviously from a real person, but maybe someone at their company heard how candidate communications is moving into texting, and the company as a whole is trying to integrate that into their process. This senior director might have read somewhere or heard somewhere that texting works well to contact candidates and decided to try it out and then forgot. No matter the case, looking at this from a neutral perspective, it's important to understand that people get busy with other things and applicants fall off of their radar. I have also experienced internal changes that applicants don't know about. Perhaps the person that manages the role they are hiring for left, and now they have to hit pause and figure out how to proceed without someone to manage the person they want to hire. But don't want to lose the candidates they have. They also can't tell the truth about their manager leaving, as that's private internal information. Unfortunately, companies dropping contact with applicants is common, and in my opinion, it's really unprofessional. it doesn't hurt to continue following up either via text, calling in, or emailing. Maybe try a different person or two to contact. I know that this is frustrating, but when you contact them, it's important to try and forget your frustrations, stay positive. Do not mention your failed attempts to reach out to contact them. Keep things moving forward, be positive, and best luck to you. What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you, my listeners, after applying or during an interview? I want to hear your stories. Leave a YouTube comment to tell your story, or leave your story in a review and we can talk about it on the show. This is a job interview experience. Thank you for listening.